6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. Here in hour number 2 of the Power Hour. And it's Monday. We're in Central Time, Monday, August 29th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you. And, of course, we have the end of summer sale, and you only have 2 days to take advantage of that. 10, 15, or 20% off, depending on how much you spend. No need for coded checkout. Sale is on all current items in stock while supplies last, except for dropship products. And, of course, as I told you before, we live in dark times. I think we all know that. How dark? I think people have taken this term deep state for granted. A lot of people don't think that they have the power to push buttons the way they do. But in fact, these bureaucrats are arming themselves to the teeth and using technology to beat up on us. And we know this because there are researchers and writers out there that are covering subjects like Dennis Berendt. He is with The New American. He was the former managing editor and worked as an editor and publisher for The New American. And we have him on with a new book, and it's called End Game, which makes a compelling fact-based case. The COVID lockdowns and mandates set the stage for what either is going to be a great reset that will use modern technology to complete our slide into totalitarianism. Here we're calling that surveillance state, folks, and we have articles in our email blast talking about that. Or a peaceful revolt against the ruling class that's going to lead to a great restoration of the Constitutional Republic. So saith Ron Paul, who, by the way, has read the book and is paying attention to what's going on out there. Dennis, welcome to the show, sir.
Hi, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate your time.
Well, so we're talking about biodigital convergence. I mean, this is pretty much what the technological capabilities that our tax dollars have gone to pay for while we sit idly by wondering which reruns we want to watch on Netflix. Little do we know, our tax dollars are going to spy on us despite what the government says. There's been enough stuff coming out right now to show us, starting with Mar-a-Lago, that, you know, and this redacted affidavit, they won't even show you who the agent was in the 38-page affidavit, won't even show you who is the one that actually made the affidavit. So, you know, and then you got Newt Gingrich out there saying that they're going to indict Trump, and I'm like, you people are really jumping the gun. But then when I read some of the stuff that is in your book talking about biodigital convergence and 5G, you know, it makes me wonder, I think deep state is more involved in this than we suspect. What say you?
Well, I think the involvement is direct, and it is extremely deep. So, you know, the deep state is deeply and heavily involved in managing the transition technologically to a state of biodigital convergence. And I don't use the term biodigital convergence of my own making. This is the specific terminology used by governments around the world to describe what this trend is. And in particular, that's the Canadian government's wording for what's taking place with this trend, which is the merger of biology and technology, and really the transcendence of biology by technology. This is from an official government report from the Government of Canada describing the trend to biodigital convergence. So this is going on. It's of extreme importance for everyone to understand. And from the strategy of the deep state, this is how they hope to be able to control and transition both the individual and the society moving forward.
And so your book Endgame goes into detail about how they're doing it. And the thing is that the more electronic engagement, I'm assuming, that might be a fair statement, the more we engage in the electronic digital world, the further in we dig ourselves a digital hole. Would that be fair?
That is partially fair, absolutely. I mean, there's two sides of this equation. There is the bad ideas that are behind the actions being taken by those who are hoping to manage and move forward with this plan. But then there's the actions that we take within the world that they're creating for us that helps contribute to our own enslavement, if you will. Now, so for instance, you know, everyone uses Google to do some searches on the internet. Well, what are you doing when you're searching Google except training an AI? And that AI may not have your best interests at heart moving forward. And certainly, you know, Google writ large, Google does not have your best interests at heart. It's harvesting you. It's harvesting your data, and you're training it as how to do it better. So, you know, use technology consciously and don't just think it's there to help you, because it's not just there to help you.
Right. Now, so is DuckDuckGo any different? Because a lot of people are using that instead.
No, I don't think DuckDuckGo is really any different. The main thing with DuckDuckGo is that it obfuscates some user details and doesn't report those back. But my understanding of DuckDuckGo is that it's still utilizing the Google back end. So in some respect, you're still contributing to the training of the AI behind the scenes.
And see, this is why, folks, when you start doing research or you talk and you have a smartphone and you're having a conversation and all of a sudden you open up your email or you go to do a search or you go to read a news story and all of a sudden all these ads pop up on your phone or on your computer that have everything to do with stuff that you were sitting around the breakfast table talking about. And you kind of like, wow, how convenient is that? Cool. You know, that's dangerous, wouldn't you say, Dennis?
I would absolutely agree with you on that. In fact, I've had some discussions with, you know, some marketing folks, people who, you know, from the point of view of businesses who are looking to reach consumers and other people who may be interested in buying their products or services. In the middle are marketing companies, and marketing companies sell access to these businesses to the data that's harvested by these various services. And, you know, frequently what these marketing people will tell me, and they're from big organizations that work with the likes of Amazon, they admit straight out to me when they're trying to sell me on their services that, well, you know, I really can target down to the individual level, down to the individual interest at the individual level, because we have this extremely granular understanding of what every person likes. Because Amazon, for instance, in this case, what I'm describing, because Amazon is collecting every tiny detail about users' lives. Now, how do they do that? Well, they see what you're searching on their platform. They see what you're looking into for products and services and books and what you're watching on Amazon Prime. And if you're using their Amazon spyware, if you've got an Alexa, for instance, they're listening to everything that you're doing. So they have a direct view right into your house. And some people took note of in recent weeks that Amazon purchased the robot vacuum company. What does that robot vacuum company do when those vacuums are running around your house? Those vacuums are mapping your rooms. They're mapping what's in your rooms, and that's just yet another level of spyware that's going to be feeding into the Amazon Panopticon. And, of course, Amazon's only one of these companies that's doing it, but they're really gathering the most intimate levels of detail on the lives of every single person.
Oh, but Dennis, it's all a matter of convenience. Everybody likes convenience. I mean, this is really going to be our downfall, isn't it?
It sure is. You know, this is the trade-off. What is your privacy worth to you? Are you going to be willing to sell yourself into digital slavery because of the added convenience? I think Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum thinks that you will. He thinks you'll own nothing and you'll be happy, and you'll be able to just get everything at the drop of the hat because the technological overlords will know your own thoughts and will provide for you. Well, I don't know if I want to trust them to provide for me. Frankly, I value independence and I value privacy, and I think most Americans do too.
Well, how do you chuck the smartphone? You see, they've got everybody addicted to, I call it the me phone instead of the iPhone, because it's all about me, 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 me. And I'm just sitting here looking at the iPhone. I've got one sitting right here, and it's like this thing is tied to my computer. It's tied to my laptop. Anything that I want to do as far as messages comes in through both channels. FaceTime comes through both channels. And they're recording all of this stuff. Anything that's said, whether the phone is shut off or not. I mean, is there an alternate here where they're not in our business?
Well, you know, in terms of phones, I think probably there are some dumb phones that are still available. I think those are coming back into vogue, where you don't have to have all the smart features on your phone. So there's some of those that are coming back. I think there's some nostalgia for the privacy aspect of some of those in terms of flip phones and whatnot. But I would say as we are moving forward, you're seeing people awaken to the all-encompassing state and what it represents to a greater degree than before. And you're starting to see some moves to establish more locally sustainable means of living and doing business. And by that, I don't mean we're just going to grow vegetables in our garden and have to survive. But I mean, actually going back to life in America, the way it was, you know, in the small town version of life in America from the 1940s, 50s, 60s, and even 70s and early 80s, where people had relationships with their neighbors. They shopped in local downtown areas with local retailers, and they had a one-on-one relationship with those people, and you could build bonds of trust and community. And I think that parallel structure is what's being destroyed by the, you know, digital technological overlords and the oligarchs. But, you know, that's something that can't easily be replaced by technology. And I think there's a growing awareness that people need and want to get back to that.
Well, given what we know about the exchange between Facebook and the feds, regarding, you know, all of this. I mean, there's a classic example right there. And everybody just, they can't live without Facebook. My God, if Facebook went away, people would be killing themselves because there's just no other way. You know, you basically point out, Dennis, that the thing that we should be doing is getting out and communicating with people. Oh, but it's too expensive because the gas is so expensive, but we need to be out acting like, for all intents and purposes, let's use this as an example. Pennsylvania Dutch country. People are on horse and buggy. They have a buggy, horse-drawn buggy, with the slow-moving vehicle signs on the back. If you've never been to Pennsylvania Dutch country, I have multiple times, and I've seen how these people live without electricity and phones and everything else. If they want to use a phone, they actually go to a payphone in town. If they want to mail stuff out, families will literally package up all the letters. They'll write them as a community letter. They'll put it in a big envelope, and they'll mail the entire envelope to a family who will read it, write their own envelope, put it in there, and send it to the next family. I mean, this is how the communities – we're talking about going back. I mean, this is what they did. And so, you know, I'm not sure that people are going to be willing to do this and give up all that convenience. This is going to make it very difficult for us to accomplish the goal of restoration of our constitutional republic, isn't it?
Well, I think it's definitely going to raise some challenges, but it's not something that is impossible to do, and I think may even be vital to do it. One of the things that we've seen happen in the most recent years of the digital age, and I think exacerbated by COVID, is that we've separated people from their communities. And so it's been very easy to dehumanize people that way because they haven't had a fallback of family and close friends to fall back on and say, oh, and you really are a human of value. With everyone separated and living in the modern urban cityscape, that's been very easy to accomplish for people in the upper range of the control apparatus who want to control people. And that's essentially what's necessary in order to control them on a large scale. It's much more difficult to control people if you have strong family and local community structures. And when you have that, that also gives you the foundation for rebuilding electoral responsibility. It's really a lot harder to cheat within a small local community where everyone knows each other. That's much more easy to do in a large city, say like Detroit, where we saw some significant irregularities propping up in the middle of the night, as you'll recall. That's harder to get away with in smaller towns and in closer communities. So in one sense, I think it might actually contribute to building back our republic in the way that we need to build it back so that power is limited and that the walls of federalism are not so easily broached and destroyed by, you know, the unification that's ongoing under the technological oligarchy that's currently in place.
So the thought process would be to move to a smaller community or a smaller town where mom and pop businesses reign supreme, because you get a lot of these small towns and all of a sudden Walmart, Costco, all these Sam's Club come flying in there setting up shop, and next thing you know, mom and pops are going under. And these people at Walmart, Costco, and Sam's are all part of that corporatocracy that is facilitating a lot of what we're talking about here as far as bio-digital convergence, are they not?
Oh, they certainly are. And I'd just say, you know, for a lot of people who live in the, you know, the coastal cities, the mega cities that we have, and even, you know, the Chicago here in the Midwest, what in flyover country, most people who live in those areas may not know is that the middle of the country is full of small towns with really great people, really great communities, and really great opportunities. It's just full of them. And easy to live at, easy to live in, comfortable, and you're not really giving up any inconveniences. So I know this for a fact myself. You know, I happen to live in a fairly sizable town, but I also happen to own property in a very small town. And I'll tell you what, it's easier to live in the modern world in the very, very small town where there is no Walmart. I get better deals, more access to everything I need from local retailers there than I do having to go stand in the giant Walmart and wait for 600 people to go through the line for an hour. That's annoying and not efficient. But in the small town, by contrast, I can go to the local hardware store, the local grocery store. I can get fresh produce. I can get everything I need for whatever project I'm working on. And I don't have to stand in line for 6 hours while I'm waiting for the horde of people to get through there. It's a much more distributed system, and it's much more efficient in that way. And, you know, you might say, well, you have to pay a lot more for that stuff at those places. But that's not been the case either in practice. The prices are quite competitive. Retailers there know they're competing against the big retailers in the bigger towns, and they price accordingly. And the system works. So it is possible to escape the big city if you really want to. And, you know, the way things are shaping up in the world today, you see what's going on with power supplies and fuel supplies in Europe. You see worries that that's going to be happening here in the U.S., and we've already seen some of that in previous years, such as the Texas ice storm a couple of years ago and what that all brought about. And you see growing food supply concerns. If you have the ability to think about alternative lifestyles to city life and to technological life, it's probably about time to start thinking about that more seriously, because we're looking at the potential crack-up of the large integrated system that we've had for the last several years. And not because there's anything necessarily wrong with what's been going on in the sense of its actual structure, but we're really looking at extreme mismanagement as the best case scenario, or outright sabotage of the system in the worst case scenario. And that's actually part of what I discussed at the beginning of Endgame with regard to COVID, were the policies for COVID, for instance, just accidents because people didn't know any better, or was there something else going on? Was there some intentionality to it? And I conclude that there's intentionality behind it, because the people who are making what are otherwise seemingly poor decisions are too knowledgeable and too well-educated to be doing this writ large, uniformly across the entire world. Something else was going on.
Well, most of the people that we talk to have insinuated that this is an effort to depopulate America and the rest of the world, because, as Gates said, we have too many people here. I mean, there's so many of the elite, the great, you know, World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and Harari, his sidekick, everybody else that's been involved in this has all said we need to shrink the world's population or we're not going to make it. And then you got AOC on the political end opening her mouth and contributing to our atmospheric crisis with her nonsense. And so, you know, the thing is then you've got Pakistan, which is flooding right now. Of course, that's, you know, all because of global warming. And this is just nonsense. The thing about COVID is, though, an end game. We still have people out there that are ordering from Amazon. Amazon's got their number and they're still shut in their house. They're scared to come out, and they've got groceries being delivered and plunked on their doorstep at risk of being stolen by somebody because the crime rate is so big. Living in a major city, to me, is just not smart these days. And,
no.
I mean, you have, and I've told people, if you can make the move, especially if, you know, we've been having conversations this morning about what you own or not own, or if something is owned free and clear, or it's under the state, or it's held in allodium, or it's not in allodium, you know, you'll own nothing and be happy. And I just don't see that rationale playing out here. I think people, when they find out, or somebody, you know, gets enlightened to believe that you really don't own your property, you're just using it, and you're still paying taxes so your community can function, I still think that, you know, owning nothing and being happy is a mis misconnect. It's just, it's not going to happen. People are not going to be happy. They're going to be mad.
No, if you can't own property, you aren't going to be happy because you're not going to be able to take care of yourself. And you're offshoring your personal responsibility to some nameless, faceless bureaucracy. Do people really believe that some nameless, faceless technological bureaucracy cares one whit about them? Of course it doesn't. And you are not going to be happy under a regime that's characterized by that method of operation. On the contrary, I would say right now we need a strong, strong resurgence of self-reliance. You know, that was something that marked the whole nature of the United States of America going all the way back to the founding. We had our own, intellectual elite in some respects 150 years ago singing the praises of self-reliance. It's one of the key attributes of the American psyche is self-reliance. Well, we need a resurgence of self-reliance in this country. Instead of buying the latest electronic gizmo, I think it'd be a good idea for people to go out and buy a good quality axe and learn how to split firewood with it. You know, it'd be a great idea for people to learn how to use a gun and shoot and do some hunting, do some shooting and some hunting. Learn how to be self-reliant that way. If it's growing a garden and you need to learn how to do that, that's a great skill to have. Learn the tools and techniques of self-reliance.
All right. Well, what with the minute we have left here, what is the aspect of 5G and how's that going to hurt us?
Well, 5G has significant surveillance problems, which I talk about in the book. But more importantly, 5G is the means at which data is moved quickly from the center to the edge, and it enables a whole range of technological tracking possibilities and control possibilities that hitherto would not exist. So that ability to move data quickly and efficiently sounds good on paper, but it enables a whole raft of technological problems.
And we're not even we haven't even scratched the surface on EMF and what that means, too. So
no.
You can get the book. Yeah, you can get the book at shopjbs.org. You can get it on Amazon. Sadly, people go there. They shop there all the time. So here's another book. Maybe if Amazon started seeing people buying your book, Dennis, they might start thinking twice about, oh, wait a minute, what's going on here? Well, thanks so much for being on the show with us. We appreciate your time. Get the book, Endgame, if you really want to get plugged into what's going on here. Make changes in your life. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We will be back after the short break with more news and your phone calls after this. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Caps, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregares, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
This craft that the Strokes family had of recognizing the medicinal value of herbs by taste and then putting formulas together, knowing the herbal ingredients they needed, but putting them together in perfect proportion by taste, just like a chef would, the Strokes Heart Drops, the world-famous Strokes Heart Drops that saved my life, Jim Strokes's and many others, my dad, my list goes on. But those Heart Drops, they were developed, created 40 years ago for Jim himself after a heart attack. Now, this formula fixed my high blood pressure over 20 years ago, and I have had great blood pressure since.
Call Jay at 877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Monday, August 29th, 2022. Very informative last half hour there with Dennis Behrendt. And, of course, you know, the technology that we all pay for because we subscribe to technocracy and corporatocracy, and we pay these people all of our hard-earned money as a matter of convenience to have these things. And then, of course, we have a media that basically is being controlled by that very same bunch of people that we have been paying our hard-earned money and tax dollars to. And in addition to the government, who is helping itself through our politicians that are self-serving, and even if there is only a handful that really do care, the bigger picture is what they're doing to us in the meantime with our own money. They're leaving us totally exposed to EMP probabilities, if not from a nuke, from coronal mass ejections and solar flares. Nobody's paying attention to that. You know, this, of course, I think is going to be up to the states when it's all said and done. You know, thank goodness we have people like Senator Bob Hall in Texas that are paying attention to what's going on down here because Texas is on its own power grid. And so, you know, if they will act and outfit our grid here and beef it up, chances are we would survive that while the rest of the country goes down the toilet. Other news of interest, a judge has denied Governor Brian Kemp's request to avoid testifying before the special purpose grand jury investigating Donald Trump and his allies' attempts to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. See what I mean about every time you turn around and you try to find a judge? You know, I wonder if they forum shopped to try to find Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney. Yeah, you see what I mean? That's why I wrote that Clouded Titles blog article over the weekend. you just look at the system and the way things are, and you scratch your head and go, man, where did we go wrong? Well, there's got to come a point in time where what Dennis Barrett just said on this show in that book Endgame makes more sense. Like going in, if you absolutely have to have a phone, don't get one that sits there and maps every single thing you do, that listens to your stuff, that's connected to Alexa. You know, this matter of convenience is really great for Gen Z because they don't care. Either that or they're just totally oblivious to the fact that people are listening in, your cell phones are listening into everything you say, and if you start talking about one thing or another, next thing you know, the stuff is popping up in your computer and your phone, and you're getting phone calls from people or ads in your inboxes. Yeah. What's happening in the East? Two U.S. Navy warships have sailed through the Taiwan Strait, the first time since the Chinese regime ramped up military pressure on the self-ruled island of Taiwan in retaliation for U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit. These are Ticonderoga-class guided missile cruisers, the USS Antietam and the USS Chancellorsville. Isn't it amazing how they named these guided missile cruisers after Civil War battles? Yeah. And do you know, in the state of New York, I'm not going to ask anybody, have you ever held a can of whipped cream vertical and hit the top lever and pushed it so you could inhale nitrous oxide so you could talk like a clown in a real high-pitched voice? It's now illegal for New Yorkers under age 21 to purchase a can of whipped cream, according to a recently passed state law, which went into effect November of last year. It's meant to prevent teenagers who, I don't know, is this the same bunch that likes to do the Tide Pod Challenge and take fentanyl in little pill form that they have no idea what they're taking because of peer pressure, because their friend said it's cool, and now they have a law to prevent them from using canned whipped cream to inhale nitrous oxide, otherwise known as whippets? You see, these are the reasons why we would have a problem in Endgame, because these kids will not let go of technology. They will kill themselves if that technology ever went away or they were forced to abandon it, them and their social media, because it's all about acceptance in their world. And if you were out doing an iPhone video of Mount Rushmore, that could land you in jail. Did you know? Really? Visiting D.C., planning to take a video at the Lincoln Memorial for your YouTube channel? Thanks to the National Park Service and the D.C. Circuit Court, that video on your iPhone could land you in jail if your YouTube viewership generates any revenue. See, because that's what everybody's got y'all sucked into YouTube for, you know, as a revenue stream, revenue generation. And now if you've done something that violates federal law, wow, they sneak up on you. State of Texas, its governor is now accelerating the busing of illegal immigrants from the border to New York City. So they're, you know, sending them up about 100 at a time, dumping them off in the Big Apple. In a statement released just over the weekend, Abbott's office said Texas authorities have sent more than 7,400 illegal immigrants to D.C., Abbott has sent a growing number of illegal immigrants to the city, about 1,500 during the month of August. Says, yep, we need to send more, quicker. Let's really make them feel, through Operation Lone Star, exactly why Biden screwed up in not protecting our border. Tom in Michigan, what say you?
Okay, you know, I'm hearing a lot about the forgiveness of student debt. You know, basically I'm going to make the case that this is a good thing. And but it's not a good thing in the sense that nobody seems to be talking about the real problem. Okay, it's like, okay, if I go into a restaurant and order a meal, and I'm not going to walk out without paying for it because I might go to jail. Something bad might happen to me. A lot of people are walking around because it's illegal to kill people, and, you know, they might, something bad will happen. They get locked up in prison. You know, that's the way this world operates. Now, when the government passed this student loan boondoggle, they made it so that the students could not bankrupt out of it, or the, you know, the debtors could not bankrupt out of it. So the banks come along and they generate as many loans as they can because nothing bad happens to them. They're guaranteed payment by the government. It's like they're given a permit, a license to print money for themselves. So my proposed legislation would be is not the forgiveness of the debt, but, you know, and I mean, it's a contract. So the only way to do it I can see is you make it so people can bankrupt out of it. If somebody bankrupts out of it, then the government's going to be responsible for that. But then the interest payments will at least stop. And then the people that aren't eligible for bankruptcy, well, they're going to have to pay the money back. But yeah, all other debts you can bankrupt out of them. Yeah, not a mortgage, of course, because you put up collateral. But all I'm saying is, you know, the government, this sounded so good to everybody, and I'm sure it was hidden somewhere in the thousands of pages that we had to pass so we'd know it was in it, that, you know, the debtors couldn't bankrupt out of it. And that's basically a free pass for the bankers. And, you know, I'm repeating myself. That, you know, that. So the Republicans are going, oh, my gosh, unfair, unfair. And I don't know, some of the Democrats are going, oh, well, this is people can't be burdened with this debt. And they're both right. People bankrupt out of things all the time, and they end up not paying. So what do you think?
Makes sense. Well, what do I think? I paid off my student loan, Tom. And to me, if people really knew the truth about student loans, and with all of everything that we have known about this liberal education system we have out there now, and then what we know from people like Bruce Goodmanson and others who have been on this show talking about how you can do 6 months of a trade school and probably make more than you could with 4 years of being brainwashed and indoctrinated by liberalism. I just can't. You can break in, but this thing about bankrupting is going to affect your credit. And, you know, the thing is, all these student loans are in trusts, Tom. There's 20,000 student loan trusts out there that basically investors put their money in, and the investors are going to get hurt. The banks aren't going to get hurt. The banks are going to be laughing. Because the real people that put the money up are the investors that bought into the pools, and it could be people's pension funds.
That can't happen. That can't happen because the government guaranteed payment of those debts. Now, and what I'm saying is, you know, if there was a bankruptcy, you know, if bankruptcy was allowed in these student loans, then the guy would go to the bank and they'd say, oh, yeah, I'm going to get a degree in pottery. And the bank said, I'm not going to lend you that kind of money. You're not going to make any money making pottery. You know, go find somebody else. And then there would be no loan there in the first place. It's supply and demand. And like I say, I'm sure both of the Republicans and Democrats both jumped on board talking about education isn't so important, and you know they didn't bother reading the bill or they didn't care. They just they wanted the vote, and that's the problem. So
yeah, Tom, I appreciate your input on that. That's what'd your dad tell you?
He says, hey, don't worry about how much the other guy's making. Worry about how much you're making.
Yep. Okay. I'll hang my hat on part of that. The appreciate your call. The bigger problem that I have with student loans is, one, it's an open door to be trapped in debt. And people, knowing they can take the easy way out, find at the end of the game it isn't the easy way out, and they are stuck with that, and it hangs around their debt. The debt hangs around their credit report like a millstone, and they're not going to be able to get rid of it. And if they bankrupt it, then they've got bankruptcy to worry about on their credit report, which, unless you know how to get rid of it, which is why people buy my credit restoration primer, because it has been used to delete child support, bankruptcies, all sorts of stuff from credit bureau reports. And unless people actually knew the law and knew what they were doing, not largely in part to reading the book, but I'm not saying it's a bad thing. You need to get educated. And most people, when they go in to make the decision to get a student loan, do not understand that this thing is going to be hanging on them like a 3,000-pound yoke. And it's not going to be funny. Over the age of 60 right now, all the people over the age of 60, a lot of who listen to the show, are saddling over $66 billion worth of student loan debt. Now, what kind of weight is that to take to your grave? And those who have paid off their student loan debt and watch other people bankrupt, well, you know, if they do make it bankrupt, I hate to say this, but it means that the loan is discharged as to them. But there's still a note out there, an obligation that somebody has to eat. That's the thing people don't understand about mortgages and deeds of trust. They file a bankruptcy to stop a foreclosure. And this is why the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency calls bankruptcy nothing but a stall tactic, because it doesn't allow them to escape from the inevitable. They don't own the loan if they go bankrupt, but they're still a loan. It's still out there. And the bank is still entitled to the property no matter what the borrower does. So the borrower goes out and screws up their credit report, filing bankruptcy. Oh, yeah, Fannie Freddie have made it real easy to get a guaranteed loan if you can reestablish your credit within 3.5 years. Then you can get back in the game again. Well, wait a minute. I thought bankruptcy was a 10-year stain on people's credit reports. Huh. Well, you see, if you know how to play the system and you knew the law, that's what I share in my credit restoration primer for those of you who want to go to the Power Mall and pick up a copy. I share this information in there. If you knew how to play the system using the Fair Credit Reporting Act, you know, it's all there. You could be in the game and stay in the game a lot faster than 3.5 years. Now, I then comes with a caveat. Look how long it took somebody to screw up their credit report, and then they expect immediate results. You know, way back when, before all this case law got established, my cleanup rate was 85% during the first dispute process. And in time, the credit bureaus started to fight back. And it takes a lot longer. So those who expect instant gratification, you will get more instant gratification from inserting a suppository than you will cleaning up your credit report. I tried not to be too visual. Now, we're also looking at a story in our email blast you're going to be getting about, as of if the FBI's reputation were not already in tatters, we have yet another bombshell courtesy of Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg about FBI malfeasance during the 2020 election. Turns out the FBI used its previously concocted Russia hoax as an excuse to pressure Facebook to censor the factually correct Hunter Biden laptop story. Rogan or no Rogan, you know, it's still pretty bad. Kash Patel is pretty upset, too. He's a former federal prosecutor, and he is denouncing federal officials for not redacting his name in a heavily redacted search warrant affidavit. This is where it all goes political. And by the way, if you're going to get your student loan forgiven, You might want to read the news story that we're going to have on your email blast about the 13 states that might tax forgiven student loans. Yeah. Yeah, they will. It'll trigger tax liabilities for beneficiaries of this plan. The federal court, appeals court, has struck down a Biden administration statute that forced doctors to perform medical procedures, including gender transition procedures, against their religious beliefs. This is the Franciscan Alliance versus Becerra, which protected about 19,000 healthcare professionals in the Franciscan Alliance. This is a Catholic healthcare network, and they don't want to perform medical procedures against their conscience. Yeah. So you see, that's almost pretty much the same as the Baker case in the Supreme Court. You know, the baker in Colorado that refused to bake a cake for Adam and Steve instead of Adam and Eve. They took him all the way to the Supreme Court and he won. It's against his religious beliefs. And the CDC, in case you missed it, is reversing its COVID-19 guidelines, vindicating every misinformation spreader out there, including Mercola. Lots of health stuff from Joe in our email blast. And it looks like a federal judge is inclined to grant former President Trump his request to appoint a neutral third-party special master to review all those documents they took. And if you are thinking about buying an electric vehicle to kowtow to the woke Democratic elite, the federal government's electric vehicle transitions in full swing. Democrats have hyped the recent passage of the Inflation Reduction Act as an accelerant to that evolution, but they're talking about a surprising tax credit requirement. Better read up on that. It includes the battery of the car, too. And you want to know how bad crime is in L.A.? In an interview published by The Guardian, okay, that's the U.K., right? Rock legend Ozzy Osbourne, you know, is just one more burrito.
What is it, Ozzy?
Yeah, just one more burrito, Sharon, just one more, just another burrito, right? He is fleeing his home in crime-ridden L.A. and returning to the U.K. because of gun crime. According to The Guardian, Ozzy's wife Sharon worried that people would think they were moving to the U.K. because of Ozzy's fight with Parkinson's. What would that? What's that have to do with it? Sharon said, I knew people would think that. It's not. It's just time. America has changed so drastically, it isn't the U.S. of America at all. Nothing's united about it. It's a very weird place to live right now. Well, hey, you know, Sharon, come on, really? You heard of The View? You know that television show that just, and Ozzy is just dropping one F-bomb after another. Everything's effing ridiculous there. I'm fed up with people getting killed every day. God knows how many people have been shot in school shootings and there was that mass shooting in Vegas at that concert. It's effing crazy. California is the number one most gun-controlled state in the union. According to Mike Bloomberg, affiliated Everytown for Gun Safety, however, Breitbart News noted, FBI figures show California is also the number one state in the union for active shooter incidents.
Duh.
And if that doesn't rattle your cage, with Ozzy wanting to leave L.A. because there's too much crime, the Satanic Temple is planning on hosting an after-school Satan Club for all you Pennsylvania high schoolers out there in Dillsburg, Pennsylvania. Yeah, Punxsutawney Phil won't be leading that one. The after-school Satan Club at an elementary school. How do you like that? Now, they already took God out of the schools. Now they're going to let Satan in, said Perry County resident Jennifer McAllister. Whole lot of evil already in the world. Now let's just, you know, ramp it up here. Let the Satanic Temple come in and host an after-school Satan Club so we can all just be a whole bunch of elementary school devil worshipers. Sounds like fun. See what I mean about woke? This is where parents have to get involved, folks. That's your cue. And an attacker in Houston, Texas. Oh, was this novel or what? First, he sets fire to a residence and then shot and killed three people as they fled the flames. This is at a multi-room rental facility, according to CNN. Houston Police Chief Troy Finner said Houston Fire Department arrived on the scene but had to take cover after hearing gunshots. An officer who arrived on the scene found the attacker, a black male in his 40s, across the street and, of course, exchanged gunfire with him, killing the suspect. Yeah, what's the woke going to do? Sit there and say, oh, yeah, we were just protesting. And then Giggles, of course, in the White House is going to say, yeah, we need to bomb this guy out. Sorry, he's already dead, Giggles. And if you really want to see how screwed up life can get, Florida's Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office recently arrested hundreds during a human trafficking sting, but one particularly stood out among the others. 34-year-old Paul Taropsky got married on July 15th, according to a report from 98.7 The Shark. During his honeymoon, the man's wife apparently fell asleep in their hotel bedroom. So what does Taropsky do? Answers an ad posted by the sheriff's office, planning to meet an undercover detective to pay for sex because his newlywed bride fell asleep. He was charged with soliciting another to commit prostitution. Oh, my God. How crazy things get. Hey, did you know Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson failed to convince a judge to dismiss a case that could force the state to remove over 20 or nearly 26,000 deceased people from the voter rolls? That's what I'm talking about. And Beto O'Rourke has a bacterial infection. Gee, I wonder what that is. He's not out campaigning anymore. What can I say? Sometimes it's a miracle, sometimes it's not. But in the meantime, just remember, stay safe, use your head. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. See you tomorrow.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.